This is Comically, an exploration of the stories behind your favorite comic book characters, people, and events. I want to start off with an addendum to last week's episode on the Omega Men, and thank everyone who contributed to the hashtag Save Omega Men campaign on Twitter, as DC has reversed the decision and decided to give the book the original promised 12 issues. It goes to show you that if you are a dedicated fan and you ask for something tactfully, the publishers do listen. If you haven't listened to the Omega Men episode, be sure to go to nerdylegion.com/show/comically or find the link directly in the show notes. Let's move on to this week's topic, shall we? Episode 8, The Green Arrow. Arrow has been making waves on television for the past couple of years on the CW network, but to comic book readers, The Green Arrow has been fighting crime in our favorite entertainment medium for nearly 75 years. So who is The Green Arrow? The Green Arrow made his comic book debut alongside his sidekick Speedy in 1941's More Fun Comics number 73. Green Arrow was created by writer and editor Mort Wisinger, who also created other iconic characters such as Aquaman and Johnny Quick, and is best known for his lengthy editing stint on Superman from the mid-50s into the 60s, where he helped shape the title character with the introduction of Krypto the Superdog, the Phantom Zone, the Legion of Superheroes, and of course, Supergirl. But back to Green Arrow. Oliver Queen and Roy Harper, the aforementioned Green Arrow and Speedy, were at first introduced as masked heroes who fought crime in Star City with a wide array of what else but Arrow-related equipment and technologies, including the Arrowplane, the Arrow Car, an Arrow Signal, and of course, an Arrow Cave. Because what person, real or fictional, doesn't want to imitate Batman in one form or another? While fans nowadays may know Oliver Queen as more of a sort of debutante, this wasn't always necessarily the case. In fact, Oliver Queen was originally a museum curator and archaeologist, specializing in Native American cultures and, naturally, hunting with a bow and arrow. After his museum is burned down, Oliver disappears to the Los Mesa in search of Native American artifacts, and finds his soon-to-be partner Roy Harper, who survived a plane crash that killed his parents, and whom he teaches archery in order to survive the harsh landscape. Unbeknownst to them, the duo is being chased by a group of criminals who believe that Queen can lead them to a hidden Native American treasure, leading to the events that lead to Queen adopting Harper, earning the titles of Green Arrow and Speedy, and launching the two on a crime-fighting career that has lasted over 7 decades. The Silver Age of comics led to a reboot of many of DC's Golden Age properties, particularly Flash and Green Lantern. If you want to hear a little bit about this transitional period, check out Comically Episode 6, Who is Jay Garrick? But while the Green Arrow and Speedy wouldn't change much during this period, their origins did. This is the period where Oliver's origin becomes more in line with what we think of today, a rich playboy fighting crime with an origin very similar to what we've seen in the current television series. The men responsible for this change in origin were Ed Herron, co-creator of Captain Marvel Jr. and the Red Skull, and legendary artist Jack Kirby, who needs no introduction to comic book fans. After becoming stranded on Starfish Island, Oliver Queen makes a makeshift bow and begins honing the skills he would later use in his crime-fighting career, donning a dark green costume to camouflage himself while hunting game. One day, he sees a ship off in the distance and swims to try to escape the island, only to realize the ship is under attack. As Oliver saves the day, he decides to use his new skills to fight crime. Over time, Green Arrow would get a new costume and grow a beard akin to what we normally associate with the legendary Robin Hood, and his character changed slightly to match his new persona. Eventually, Queen would lose his fortune and become more of a street-level hero, identifying closely with the struggles of the average American people during the 70s, including dealing with Speedy's heroin addiction and fighting superpowered enemies with the likes of the Justice League. 1971's Justice League of America number 94 saw the introduction of Merlin, himself a master archer, and a character so well portrayed in the current television series by John Barrowman. Merlin became a serious threat to the Green Arrow and the Justice League itself, and would prove to be in reality under the employ of the League of Assassins and Batman villain Ra's al Ghul. The Arrow's character once again would be tweaked in the 80s, like many other DC characters, after the events of Crisis on Infinite Earths. This time at the hands of a writer who would lead Queen to some of the most memorable stories of the character's history. With Mike Grell at the helm, the Green Arrow became darker, and quickly disassociated himself from the superpower beings that filled the rest of the DC universe. To go along with his new, more realistic take on the character, longtime Arrow partner Black Canary would lose her Canary Cry and become more of a street-level fighter, and his sidekick Speedy would not follow Queen into his new adventures, but rather fight alongside the Teen Titans by donning the moniker of Arsenal. While some fans enjoyed the new direction, it seems that DC wasn't too happy with the move, and by 1994, Oliver Queen was replaced by his illegitimate son, Connor Hawk, as the new Green Arrow. This new Green Arrow now possessed metahuman abilities, manifested in this case as expert marksmanship and superior fighting skills, which he inherited from his father, Oliver Queen. Other writers, including Chuck Dixon, Christopher Priest, and filmmaker Kevin Smith, took over the character for the next two decades, including minor revisions to what happened on Starfish Island, whether Queen or Hawk actually possessed superhuman powers, and more. Today, Oliver Queen's story has once again slightly been rehashed since the New 52 initiative at DC, but the current series, being written by Benjamin Percy with art by Patrick Serger, remains one of the bright spots in DC's lineup, with strong sales and exciting stories that have once again made me excited for this character. Let's take a look at some of the Green Arrow's must-read stories. Number 5, The Green Arrow 41 to Present. If you're a fan of the show, the current run will really be up your alley. I would start with issue 41, because it's a nice breaking point for all of DC's still-running titles from the New 52 reboot of 2011. But you could easily go back to the launch of the series if you feel so inclined. It might not be the Green Arrow purist's favorite runs, but it is definitely one of the most exciting. Number 4, Green Arrow Quiver. The 10-issue story written by indie filmmaker and fanatical comic book reader Kevin Smith presents some great moments in Arrow history. I would argue that it was DC's attempts at erasing much of what Grell did with the character during his run, since it reset Queen's memory to before the events of Green Arrow Longbone Hunters, Grell's first Arrow story. But it really does offer great characterization and a terrific terrorist-driven plotline. Number 3, Green Arrow Volume 2, number 16-21. This run is not only a great Green Arrow story, but also marks the comic book writing debut of novelist Brad Meltzer into the comic book world, who would later go on to write Identity Crisis and a 13-issue run on Justice League. In this arc, Archer's Quest, Oliver Queen has returned from the dead and must travel across the country to collect any items that might give away his secret identity, in case he happens to die again and put his loved ones in grave danger. Number 2, Green Arrow Volume 4, number 17-24. These issues mark the debut of new series writer Jeff Lemire and artist Andrea Sorrentino, as they explore what really happened to Oliver Queen while he was stranded on the island. If you only ever read one modern Green Arrow story, then The Kill Machine is probably the one you should go to. But really, if you want to know just what this character is about, and just what he can be at the hands of an extremely talented creative team, look no further than this run. Finally, number 1, The Longbow Hunters. Mike Grell turned the Green Arrow into more of a vigilante than a superhero, and it has really shaped what we're seeing in the current television series, and what modern readers will identify with when they hear the name Oliver Queen. The Longbow Hunters was a complete shift for the character, and would set up Queen's first solo series with Grell at the helm for 80 issues. Comically is hosted by Martin Ferretti, and is a production of the Nerdy Legion Network. Get in touch with us by visiting the website, nerdylegion.com, or email us topic suggestions at comicallyshow@gmail.com.
Dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
They're ghosts. They're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark. So you're all fretting about this city dying. I'm here on behalf of an organization that wants you to let it die.
This town started going to crap the moment you put on that hood. You brought madness into all our lives, and the monster you were inspired monsters.
I respect order, discipline. All you represent is anarchy. You've certainly chosen an unusual hobby, Mr. Quinn.
Even when we're out there, we are not out there together.
You both almost got killed tonight because you didn't have each other's backs.
I don't know what's happening now, but it is not in my job description.
Vinny!
When people go in the pit, they don't come out the same.
You can't be the Arrow. He died. So who are you?
You're about to find out.
Since when are you such a badass?
Since always.